It's Get Well Wednesday. And May is National Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus. The mysterious disease called lupus. And our doctor this morning is Dr. Samuel Pegram. He is a rheumatologist in Houston. Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease that can damage any part of the body, skin, joints, and or organs. Doctor?
Yes, sir.
Explain lupus. It is so mysterious, isn't it?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here this morning, and it is a disease that certainly appears to be mysterious, but actually it's a disease that when identified early and with the appropriate diagnostic studies is one that is pretty easy for us to determine.
Okay. But when you finally diagnose it, because it seems like some other chronic problems that you might have.
Right. Yeah, one of the problems is that lupus is, and the one that most people are familiar with is systemic lupus, meaning that the entire system or multiple systems in the body can be involved. This is one of the reasons why the diagnosis is often difficult, because there may be multiple organ systems that may involve the skin, the joints, the cardiovascular system, even the central nervous system. So it may mimic a host of various illnesses.
Like what?
If, for example, patients with lupus may develop chest discomfort that obviously may be a concern of a cardiovascular problem such as a heart attack, etc., when really it's inflammation of the cardiac muscle or the lining around the heart, they may also develop shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, a decrease in exercise tolerance, which one initially thinks could this be a pneumonia, and even looks that way on a chest x-ray, but in actuality it is the infiltration of inflammatory cells secondary to lupus into the lung. There are also a number of skin lesions that occur in lupus, again, that may mimic infections. They may mimic scarring from trauma, when indeed, again, it's just the infiltration of the inflammatory cells into the skin.
But you said if diagnosed early, you can control it pretty good, huh?
That is really the key, Tom, in that a lot of patients with the disease, unfortunately, do not have adequate access to health care, or they will put up with the minor symptoms of the disease, and then we kind of get in the game a little bit late. If, in fact, patients present when their symptoms are relatively mild, there are 11 criteria for the diagnosis. The patient should have at least a minimum of 4 of those criteria. And this includes laboratory as well as clinical findings. And if one has those and the doctor is certain about the illness and places them on preventive medicine at that time, the prognosis is considerably better.
Hey, doctor, I've been diagnosed, I guess, with seborrhea, or sobriety. It has two different pronunciations. Mm-hmm. I've been going to dermatologists, and they've been saying that that's what it was. I had one say that I should get tested for lupus, and this was a few years back. And
right.
Nothing came up, but now I'm thinking I may have to go get checked again for it, because, you know, I still have the skin, you know, rashes every once in a while when I'm stressed or eat something bad,
right,
or something like that. So,
well, that's your dermatologist is prudent, and because the skin lesions of lupus can mimic, again, a host of different illnesses. There can be lesions that look like psoriasis.
Right.
There can be bullae or bullous lesions scattered. There can be flat lesions. There can be itching lesions. And they can present on any area of the body. But a couple of things help your doctors to determine if it truly is that. One is the testing that I mentioned, and the other is biopsy. So if it really was a concern, your doctor should be able to differentiate the two based on those types of tests.
You said medicine will prevent it, but can medicine cure it?
No, unfortunately, and that's what often is disappointing to the patients, in that we don't have a cure, as we don't in most autoimmune diseases. But there is tremendous therapy now for lupus. Back 20, even as recent as 20 years ago, we had very minimally effective therapy, and the therapies we did have were so toxic that patients would rather have the illness. But now we have a much better treatment, and the earlier that treatment is initiated, then the better we do. There are some medicines which are designed to slow down the progression of the illness, And if your diagnosis is made and patients are on these types of drugs, the frequency of the flares and the severity of the flares is considerably less.
Are you born with it?
You are born with the genetic risk. We know that the causes of lupus are basically that patients have a abnormality in the certain genes that are part of the protective mechanism of your immune system. Then in those genetically predisposed, they are then exposed to something, which at this point is variable. That could be certain infections, the walls of certain bacteria, viruses, even chemical exposure. Really no one knows, but any of these particular entities in those genetically susceptible will sort of turn on the illness, and then there it goes.
What about diet? Can diet help prevent it?
There's no diet that will prevent it, Tom, but there are dietary types of practices that will make the symptoms a little less aggressive, and that really is nothing special. A good, healthy diet, limiting your salt because it can affect the kidney and cause high blood pressure, making sure that you maintain good weight, because if you got a bad arthritis from the lupus, certainly difficult to maintain control of that if you're 40 and 50 pounds overweight. But no special diet prevents the disease from occurring or prevents progression.
Is it more male or female dominated?
By far, it is female. In fact, every 9 out of 10 patients with lupus are women. And even more unfortunate is that the vast majority of patients with lupus are African-American women.
Right.
Wow. Well, that's good for you, Guy.
You might not have lupus because
you're African-American male.
Had a father-in-law that... a former father-in-law that passed from lupus. So,
oh, yeah? You know,
yeah, so.
And it is genetic.
Yeah, give me a pause.
If you wanna talk to the doctor, Dr. Samuel Pegram, is it Pegram?
Pegram.
Yeah. Text 646464. He'll be around to answer questions to the bottom of the hour. Thanks, Doc, for participating, and good well Wednesday.
Thank you, Doctor.
The subject is lupus. It's May. Lupus is National Lupus Month. All right, 23 before the hour.